Welcome back to Off the Dope and Out the Crazy House with Anthony Ray. You are now listening to Anthony Ray. Now, I understand that I told you that we're going to change up the way things are done here. And by the way, I appreciate all y'all for coming as always. This is just I felt like I wanted to say it. I felt like it needed to be said before things change up, all right? To those of you out there who are addicted currently and who I hope won't be tomorrow or the day after or in the near future or even in the far future, just as long as it happens, hopefully. So, I'm still going to go forward with my idea of the drug news for you guys. But first, I want to dedicate this one right here quickly to the children. And as I sit here, I think about my son, which makes me think about being my father's son and my mother's son. And when I see my son, I realize a few things that are somewhat disheartening, but not on his end necessarily. It's really mine. I get afraid for my son. And not because I don't think life has a way of working itself out. It's not even about his death, because his death is inevitable, just like mine. And I've already tried to play in my mind if that happens, just kind of trying to prepare myself, you know, lifting emotional weight in a way. And like I told a person I work with, though that would be devastating, I also would like to be happy for him. That's where I want to be if that ever happened. I worry about his soul, and I worry about what he's seen because of me and his mother. I worry about the things that we've chosen, how they have played a part in the person he's become and becoming since he's young. And as I told him, the difference in me now and from me then, or from a person who used to make mistakes and a person who makes mistakes now, I know at least for me, one of the big things is, the big differences is, that now I don't want to risk my life for no reason, or I don't want to waste my life. I don't want to risk my life for stupid reasons. A lot of people who change their lives, that's kind of where they go when I listen to them. And it's not that I won't ever risk my life again. I just don't want to risk it for what's not worth it. That's all. And then I sit back and I know that in my mind, I say, man, I know I'm slightly tough on my son. And I always hope he doesn't hate me for it in the end. You see, when he was a child, I was a child. But the things that I did wrong, I will not account and leave them. I won't place it all on the fact that I was young or ignorant. I'm gonna place it on the fact that I was just selfish. And as I said before in a segment, drugs prolong your childhood. They slow down maturity. Am I still immature sometimes? Yeah, I think we all can tap into that, you know, around the wrong crowd or the right crowd, whatever you want to call it. Can revert back a little bit. But I don't want to jeopardize what I have no more for something that doesn't give me anything truly in return. When I see my son take risks that are low reward and high risk, I see myself too. You know, my son got in trouble a few times at work for what he says was speaking up when he felt something was wrong. At the time, I was upset with him and tried to give him game. I didn't go off on him or nothing like that at that time, but it's happened at several jobs. And then at my job just now recently, the same thing happened to me. I spoke up and I realized that I tend to do that. It made me reminisce back to when I was playing football and I spoke up on behalf of the wide receiver group that I was a part of. And in essence, what it did was, even though I didn't say it in a bad way, or I literally just spoke up, and it began a series of what would today be called blackballing in a way. My coach is basically just, my main head coach started to dislike me, all from speaking up. Hey, we can help the team if you give us an opportunity. His response was, "So you want to coach the team, huh?" And it won't be the only time I've questioned authority. So when I see him, I think there is some reflection there. And what really bothers me about life is that we can see ourselves falling into cycles that our family has already been in, and we won't stop ourselves. Then we turn around, and as others have so wisely pointed out, and call it a generational curse. And they're just choices. Well, some of them are choices that we've decided to make over and over again because they were the easy choice. Excuse me. Just eight. So it makes you think, you know. So when I tell him my son the same thing, like, "Son, if you seen me go through it, why would you want to go through this?" But in his mind, he doesn't have an issue yet. And he might not, he's definitely not as far gone as me, but the more steps you take, the closer you get, you know? And people don't realize that they're actually taking steps. They think that they're just, I don't know. When it comes to drugs, you really don't realize sometimes that you really are taking steps. That you think you're staying in the same place in a way, but ironically, what's the word I'm looking for? In the metaphysical, you actually are taking steps towards negativity. And you're not going anywhere spiritually. And you are getting closer to being addicted. Even though it seems like you're not, like you're on the same level of highness. But you're getting more addicted. And even more ironically is that in the physical, you ain't going nowhere. And you aren't taking any steps, not true steps towards what you want to be in life, at the same exact time where you're not going anywhere metaphysically and spiritually. I hope I'm using the word metaphysical right. If I'm not, I know you get the drift. But I say all that to say, we gotta think of the children. And not think as children constantly. I think you can think, I think it's good to think as you used to sometimes, that way you can put yourself in their shoes. Because they have a harder time putting themselves in our shoes because they've never been in our shoes at a certain age. But we've been in theirs. So, in a way, it is kind of up to us to understand more. And to guide more because we understand more. To be more understanding is what I want. And sometimes that becomes heavy-handed if, and sometimes it becomes maybe a burden to him from his perspective. But to me, I'm really just trying to plant a seed, but it can turn into trying to control, an attempt to control an outcome. When the best thing I can do, as one guy pointed out to me at work, he said, I just tell people to, throw seeds, don't try to force the whole, the plan on them, just throw seeds at them. And I wish it was my nature. And I'm really working on this, y'all. Because the more I work for people who are tyrants, the less I want to be one. And at home, the true nature of who you are as a leader can come out. How you lead your family, how you behave when you're in a leadership position at home. The home training for adults, not just children. And I just wanted to remind you not to be selfish. It's to stop or to make an attempt to realize that when we're out there doing drugs, we're living for ourselves, and that's it. The large numbers of people out here who lost their children due to a drug addiction is well known. Let's see. I'm just looking this up. So he says on here that some children may believe that they caused their parents' addiction. And it says common emotion that these children experience are anxiety, fear, depression, guilt, shame, loneliness, confusion, and anger. So, just quickly, how does a parent's addiction affect the child? It says, compared to their peers, children of substance abusing parents show increased rates of anxiety, depression, oppositional behavior, conduct problems, and aggressive behavior, as well as lower rates of self-esteem and social competence. And I'm trying to find a good rate here because it's just something I just looked it up now because I didn't plan to jump on here. So forgive me. Just so we know, drug abuse can impact the brain's ability to function in the short term as well as prevent proper growth and development in the long term. Substance abuse affects teen brain development by interfering with the neurotransmitters and damaging connections within the brain, reducing the ability to experience actual pleasure. Right? Let's look at this too. Children living with parents who have a substance use disorder. Now, this is a In brief, now this looks like an old set of statistics. This paper is from 2017, but it might be useful just to hear the stats anyway. Based on data from the combined 2009 to 2014 national surveys on drug use and health, about 1 in 8 children, at that time that was 8.7 million. Age 17 or younger lived in a household with at least one parent who had a past year substance use disorder, which they're calling SUD. SUDs are characterized by recurrent use of alcohol or other drugs or both that results in significant impairment. About 1 in 10 children, at that time it was 7.5 million, lived in households with at least one parent who had a past year alcohol use disorder. About 1 in 35 children at that time, which was around 2.1 million, lived in households with at least one parent who had past illicit drug use disorder. So that seems like a lot. Like I said, this right here is from SAMHSA.gov, SAMHSA. And I just wanted to read some of those things to kind of show you that these things do have a long-term effects on these kids. So if you have anything in life that you needed a reason to do it, like why do I need a reason not to be on drugs? Well, the fact that you've probably already been somewhat selfish. I remember it being a little bit more easy to be neglectful of my son and of other family members in general, but my son primarily, partially because I didn't want to be seen. It was easier to shut the door and let them handle themselves out and not in the way. And this is how kids end up taking care of themselves, you know, while the parents are on drugs. Because part of it is that the shameful feeling you feel, you know. I felt ashamed that I'm in here getting high and I don't want him to see me. At the same time, I don't want to stop. I'm in the zone, you know? And so hours have passed by, days, but I'm not even paying that much attention. And to me, time is flying by, but days on days are going by for that child. They're experiencing it in real time. Not only that, but we're warping the way that they view what's okay and what's not okay. So in their mind, certain things become permissible. It's like it's cool. It also places a heavy burden on their mind. And the things that they have to think about. Places a heavy burden on them while they're in school trying to learn. They also thinking about all of this. And a lot of times, I believe that they just can't tough it out like an adult would. It's affecting them way more, you know? At a certain age, you know, children's hearts and their minds are as soft as their bones were, you know? Like, they're not, like, super tough yet. And if they are, it's because something was wrong, you know? Something was wrong. So it ain't even healthy. But we put these kids through this stuff when we're out here getting high. So these are the true reasons for the true motivating factors. To the boys and girls, you're the hope for us. Did you know you're what survive means? Come together, show more love, don't accustom to our right things. Something I wrote a long time ago, but still rings true of how I feel today. And what I want y'all to know, to the children of those of us who have abused, if you ever hear this, I do want to say that I believe that most of us, the vast majority of those who have been addicted, did care and do care for y'all. The problem is that addiction has us acting like a selfish child. And we owe y'all apologies in great numbers. I personally have to apologize for my own addition to the problem. Though it might be a speck in the sea of addiction, I did my part to cause harm to the mind and maybe even the soul of my son. And to him, I'm sorry. And I'm not just telling y'all that this is something we talk about. But to my son, if you ever hear this, I just wanted it to be on record that I love you, man. I'm tough on you because I should have been tougher on me. But you're also the reason why I'm learning that it's not always the best way. But you have been and do help me to remain sober. You're one of the motivating factors that's helped me to do that. You're a big part of this whole reason. And I hope that you join me. For the rest of your life. Because it's the better way to live. And it's not that I really knock you. I'm not trying to just per se just flat out judge you, because I don't have the final say on what your life will become. But as I always say, I'm just trying to use good judgment. And you might take it as just being judgmental. But you say you don't, but I hope not. I do what I love, because I know where it leads. To the rest of you children out there, don't let what you see your parents do cause you to do the same. Don't give up hope. And don't try not to grow disdain. Because just like me, a parent can decide to change and go through the pain that it takes to do that. And they could turn it around. Their mind is not the same mind that they will have once they get cleaned up, if they choose. And just know for sure that for many of us, it wasn't personal towards the child. And it should have been more of a personal issue, but it wasn't something personal towards you. Those people who are addicted at the time, who are addicted minded at the time, their mind is on one thing, themselves, and getting high. As a matter of fact, it's not even completely on themselves, because if you look at a drug addict, boys and girls, young men and young women, if you look at the addicts, addicts actually don't even take care of themselves. I was in the worst shape of my life on drugs. I was the lightest I had been in years. My hygiene was the worst it had been. My muscle mass was really low. I found myself in the doctor's office way more often. And I paid for it. So it's not because they don't just think of you. It's because they're not thinking of anybody really, except for getting themselves high, to thinking of the drug. So that's all I really wanted to say. Find a way to move your children up the list of priorities in your life, and you'll be amazed at the things that'll change. And I think I remember what I used to say to get off of here. As always, stay physically fit. Hit the gym sometimes. Brush those teeth, man. Work on that dental hygiene. Treat people right. Try to do something right. And I wish you all peace and paper. Goodbye.